أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters. We're with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the different verses of Surah Qasas, the 28th chapter of the Holy Quran, and the different commentary points regarding these verses. Now, before we begin, let's listen to the verses we're going to discuss.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إنك لا تهدي من أحببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء وهو أعلم بالمهتدين.
Indeed, O Muhammad, you do not guide whom you like, but Allah guides whom He wills, and He is most knowing of the rightly guided.
So, in this 56th verse, actually, the Almighty Allah is talking about divine prophet's duty. And it is mentioned that a divine prophet's duty is conveying the messages of Allah to people and showing the right way, whether people accept or not. Actually, it does not relate to them. So the verse says, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. Verily, you cannot guide whom you like. So, guiding people, as can be understood from the verse, is the job of Allah, which involves only the pure and receptive hearts. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. But the verse continues saying, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. But Allah guides whomever He pleases. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. And He knows best those that are guided. So, regarding the fact that the previous verses refer to two groups of the people of Mecca, the obstinate pagans in whom the light of faith did not penetrate through the message of Allah, a group of people of the book and those who were in some distant places accepted the divine guidance and eagerly tried their best in the way of Islam. So the previous verses talked about these two groups, but the second group, they did not fear of the opposition of their near relatives and the arrogant, ignorant pagans. So, keeping these in mind, this verse, I mean, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ, uncovers the curtain from over this fact that the Prophet ﷺ could not guide whomever he liked, but Allah guides whomever He pleases. So it is actually mentioning that Allah knows those who are eligible to accept faith. That's the point. He knows which hearts are eager for the truth. He knows which minds contain the love of Allah. So, of course, He knows those persons well, and He gives them success, and He endows them His grace so that they can be guided towards faith. But those dark-hearted evildoers, those who are inwardly the enemies of Allah, the enemies of truth, actually, those people who struggle against the messengers of Allah with all their strength, with all their power, and from the point of life they are so polluted and disdained that are not eligible for the light of faith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not set the torch of success above their way. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ.
إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي
So, dear listeners, as you can see, this verse is talking about the Divine Prophet's duty. It says that the duty of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is just to show the path, is just to convey the message of Allah to people and showing people the right way. Whether people accept it or not, it does not relate to them. So it is mentioning that Allah knows those people who are eligible to accept faith, and He also knows those dark-hearted evildoers. He knows both. But for the ones who are actually eager to learn the truth and to follow the truth and do whatever it is that they need to set themselves on the right path, Almighty Allah will show them the truth. They will be guided by the Almighty Allah. And for the ones who are not really ready to accept the truth, those people are actually the ones that will not be guided by the Almighty Allah. So the Almighty Allah says, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. So Allah guides whomever He pleases. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. He knows best those that are guided. And so the purpose of guidance here is not showing the way, because showing the way is the main job of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he shows the way to everybody unexceptionally. So what is the purpose of guidance here? The purpose of guidance, based on this verse that can be understood, is sticking to that which is sought and causing these people to reach the destination. And this is only the job of Allah, that He spreads the seed of faith in the hearts of the people. And His deed is not done undue either. He looks at the receptive hearts and He casts His heavenly light onto them. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But Allah guides whomever He pleases. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets, this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.